Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Oregon hosted a number of visitors last week. And we talked about some of the basketball kids from the state of Oregon and how that is starting to grow. That culture's growing. The talent in the state of Oregon is growing. But realistically, everyone wants to know about how the trip went for five-star linebacker Noah Sewell, Panay's brother. He's made a trip before. This was his official visit. Mom and dad or family made the trip with him and had a chance to ask him about it. And one of the things I wanted to know, because if you follow it very closely, Panay is extremely close with Mario Cristobal. They are very close. Kind of goes beyond coach. And I asked Noah if that mattered to him at all, because that's a separate relationship. That's his brother's relationship. Sometimes it can almost work against you. We're like, hey, my older brother's already super close to the head coach. You know, I want to carve my own path. And he said, it means a lot, actually. Just seeing Panay's relationship with Cristobal, I can already see a sneak peek of what mine would look like if I were to commit to Oregon. And then later, he's like a father figure to me because he and my family have known each other for a while now, and him taking care of Panay just feels like he's another father figure. Those are really telling quotes to me. And it really speaks to how close Oregon is. And I talked to Gabriel Sewell Sr., their dad, last night for a long interview, and I'm going to run it as a Q&A. I think tomorrow. It may take until Monday to transcribe the whole thing because it's very long. But one of the things I talked to him about is how that relationship developed. And I thought the answer was fascinating. And he actually said, I don't know if you've heard this story or if anybody wants me to tell this story, but he said, before the Las Vegas Bowl, I had surgery. And I was, you know, we had a relationship with Oregon. We knew about Oregon. So we were kind of watching the game and figuring out. And that was the game Oregon's offense couldn't move the ball at all. The defense scored two touchdowns to keep them in it. But it ended up being 38-28. Boise State wins. And it wasn't close. I mean, it was a 10-point game, but Oregon looked terrible. On national TV, they lost. Mario Cristobal had promised to come see the family and come see him for the in-home visit after the game. And then they lost. And he got scheduled for surgery, and they said, you don't have to come. We get it. You just lost. You know, don't worry about it. So just a few hours after surgery, in comes Mario Cristobal, not to talk recruiting, not to sell them on Oregon, to check up on Panay, his family, and obviously most importantly, his dad. And he said, that meant so much to me because they cared more about me and my family than the recruiting thing. That wasn't it. They were checking on our family. And that really connected with him. And I don't think people who know recruiting sometimes hear those stories. I don't think people realize that layer to it. That, you know, we saw a video this week with Ed Orgeron with the Alabama, I think they were defensive linemen. One might have been a linebacker. And he said, just you guys, I'm so proud of you boys. You played great. First round pick. And people were like, wow. You know, he still has a relationship with those guys, even though they went to a different school. People think of recruiting as like, come to my school. I really mean it. Come on a visit. Yeah. It's way more than that. And sometimes the reason kids have such a hard time is mom or dad is extremely close with a coach where they've become borderline friends. They talk during Sunday night football, texting back and forth. What do you think they're going to run? Who do you think's going to win? Who's on your fantasy team? They become a part of the family. And so it is way more complicated than just like, I don't know why these kids can't make up their minds. It runs deeper than that. And that was really interesting to talk to their father about because he really went in depth about it. And another thing he said that I thought was interesting was, I said, did you always know Panay would be special? And he said, come on, Andrew, you know. He started out as a lineman. Nobody thinks a lineman and their kid that's a lineman is going to immediately be athletic and special. But, you know, I knew he had a chance. I knew he was good. And then he picked the right spot. Now, I thought he would say Panay was going to be great. You know, we saw that he was going to be great. But he didn't say that. He said Panay took the right spot, picked the right spot for him. And at that spot that made him feel good, he felt comfortable. So he wanted to work harder. He was around coaches he admired, which inspired him to work that much harder. And so it kind of creates this symbiotic relationship where would he be great anywhere? Maybe. But because it's his choice and because it's where he's comfortable, he's that much happier. He wants to work that much harder and it pushes him to be that much better. And so I said, you know, we were talking about Noah and his decision. And he said, what I found is it doesn't really matter where I want them to go, because even if I think it's the right fit, they may go there and get there and they don't love it. It was what I picked. And so they don't flourish. Your kids can only, and he said, now remember, I've had three boys go through this recruiting experience. This is my fourth. What I've learned is when kids pick the place they want to go, they're happier. They feel more fulfilled. And if they made the right choice, it helps them play better and be more comfortable. And he said, the reality is if a kid's going to be a 4.0 student or a star, they're going to be a 4.0 student or a star anywhere they go. But if they pick a place that makes them happy and makes them comfortable and they meet the people that can inspire them, they have a chance to be really great. And I thought that was extremely wise.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.